Tom Nahl, the Bears pregame show, to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Last night, Tom, we talked that you had found nine different ways to win. Last night was number 10, wasn't it?
Yeah, guys, again, it was one of those games, Schultz. You could have went either way. And I think that probably, you know, the big point of the game was when we answered back after their first goal.
This is the fastest to 10 wins in the Division I era here, even faster by a couple of days to the 2009-2010 team. Your 04-05 team that won 23 games on the season didn't get to 10 until January. What comes to mind when you hear that?
I don't know. I mean, that's means that we're winning a lot of games right now. We haven't lost many, Schultz. I think we all realize it's so far. It's you know, things have been going well for us, and you know, I use the term we've been living right. So no, it's great for the guys, great for the fans, and you know, biggest thing is you just want to keep it going. You get a little greedy.
How much would the game been different last night had the Nate Arndt's goal counted?
You know, you never know. The whole complexion of the game might change the whole period. We scored two goals in that period, so, you know, we might not get two. So, I mean, that's how I kind of look at things, Schultz.
I've never seen two replays and two checks for holes and nets ever before in my life. I realize that refs can't look at the Jumbotron for replay. That was the best view that they had. How can the situation, though, last night down the road and talks with the rest of the league and talks with the NCAA, how can it fix what might be wrong with replay?
I don't know, Schultz. I still really don't know what happened last night. I didn't ask many questions, but they still supposedly their video replay had the angles, the same angles that they showed on the Jumbotron. And I wonder too if we need to get an overhead. The overhead, you know, if the Lakeland can use the overhead camera right there too, that might help too. So I don't know, Schultz. Again, the bottom line is you just want to make sure again that these situations don't happen, but you know, nothing's 100% foolproof.
How much of your argument was how adamant Nate was that he had scored?
Well, he was really adamant. And I just looked up on the Jumbotron and I saw the one angle. I think it was pretty clear cut that it went in. And I didn't realize till afterwards when we were breaking the game down after the game. It's interesting if you really look at it. You know, we have the luxury of looking at it, you know, as many times as we want. But Nate kind of knew he scored. Miles Fitzgerald puts his hand up, looks at the referee, points at the referee. Like that went in. Then you look at Tolvanen. Tolvanen looked, you know, he looked dejected. The body language was negative with Tolvanen. So my point was, I go, I think it went in when you have three people who are right there, all of them, you could kind of tell that they were 100% sure that the puck went in.
More Tom Ceritori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Tom, you played two very good defenses in a row. Doesn't overshadow your team defense, though. Doing some math, you're the fourth youngest as far as games played in, as a defensive core in the league, yet you're giving up by far the fewest number of goals. Quite honestly, it appears like junior hockey is doing a pretty good job of preparing guys to play right away, isn't it?
Well, again, our guys played a lot of hockey last year too, Schultz. They were, you know, they were put into some pretty intense situations as freshmen, you know, from a power play, from a penalty kill, you know, from a defensive standpoint, last minute of the game when you're up a goal. You know, those guys were put into some roles that typically they might not be put in until they're sophomores or juniors. So I think that helps the maturity part of our defensive core.
You had to move some guys around last night because of Leo's injury. How do you like how those puzzle pieces fit together?
You know, we didn't mind at all. We're going to do a little more juggling tonight too. We didn't mind it, but it's interesting. You know, you lose one guy, and it can change. It changes a couple lines, and so you know you try to want to kind of keep consistent, but it's just difficult. It's just difficult, Schultz.
Adam Lovick has played in one game in his career. That was a couple weeks ago against Anchorage. It can be hard to be a good teammate and a good guy when you're not getting a whole lot of ice time. How has he handled it?
You know, I'm sure it's been tough for Lovey. It's not easy. And, you know, obviously you sit there and you hope that your name gets called, and it hasn't. And, no, you know, he's a champion of a kid, and he's worked hard, and, you know, he's earned the right to play, you know, tonight and a couple of weeks ago. But it's not easy. You have to put a lineup together. You have to make decisions. And it's the toughest part of being a coach is putting a lineup together. So it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But, again, he's been a great teammate.
Any changes X's and O's wise tonight?
Yeah, a couple of things, Schultz. One, we want to, you know, we have to make sure too. They charge out to our points. They cheat to our points. So we have to watch our low to highs, and You know, you can't make a lot of blind plays to the point. We have to make sure, again, if we're going to use our points, you know, 100% play better be there. So, and we'd like to get a little more physicality out of our forwards. We just feel right now that, you know, that could help us offensively if we can be a little more physical, finish a few more checks, try to create a few more turnovers right there. So, you know, that was discussed in our meeting today. We'll see what happens tonight.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.